I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my goodness. He's done it. Jared-Dana Wiener.
That's not the Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
Our guy, John Wiener, brought to you by Community Bank. Moving forward, building a stronger community, and by Greenwalt Roofing, they're more than great roofs. The Rock, John Wiener, joins us right now. John, good morning to you. How's everything?
You know, I was kind of embarrassed by that before. I don't like the introduction or anything. I kind of missed my introduction song there. That's pretty good stuff.
The only reason we play it is because on the text line over the when we said we're going to have John Wiener, we previewed it yesterday. This is give or take. I think we got about 1,600 texts asking us if we're going to play the preview of John Wiener coming on The Rock. Honestly, people are all over it. It's like they needed to hear that to know that you'd be back. So we're going to always play it, John.
Well, it's great to be back. I missed you guys.
Likewise.
We missed you.
Likewise. All right. I guess to the questions here, John. Opening day, home opener later on this week. Did you think that we'd fight back and get through here? And what's it going to be like for people to get back into that park? It feels like normalcy might be right behind the door pretty soon, huh?
Yeah, you know, we got to see the fans come in spring training, which was awesome. And it didn't seem like, you know, it seemed normal. You know, obviously, we don't have a full house, and there was many empty seats, more than you'd like to see, but it felt normal. The you know, just looking down around and seeing people mingle and talk and chase foul balls, and you know, we've caught obviously some kids on the TV side with souvenirs, and to see the smiles on the faces. And so I think at PNC, it'll feel, I think, somewhat normal, except it's opening day and it won't be packed. I mean, I can't wait to feel that roar. It's great to hear the fans. You can hear the fans cheer. You can hear them boo, but you're not going to hear the roar that you'd have with a full house. And I'll miss that. But yeah, I think, they've done, I think, an incredible job of setting up, getting things ready to where it will be convenient getting in and out of there. I don't think there's going to be a big logjam. I think it'll be fairly accessible and you know, people will get in there and get to watch Pirate baseball, which is what it's all about. And thank goodness we're back to that. And it's just a shame that there will only be about 10,000 instead of closer to 40.
How hopeful are you, John, that we'll see some growth from the guys that are supposed to be a part of the core going forward, above and beyond just Ke'Bryan Hayes, you know, Mitch Keller, Kevin Newman, Brian Reynolds? How hopeful are you that even though it's going to be a long season in some regards, we'll get to see those guys take the next step?
Really look forward. I mean, spring training was great because we got to see a bunch of young talent, some guys that are going to be the here in the future, and the arms especially. There's some big arms. Offensively, you know, that's where you wondered where are we going to be offensively. We're going to need for this team to take off and do some things offensively. Obviously, Ke'Bryan Hayes and Reynolds and Newman have to bounce back. We need to see some production from Gregory Polanco. Interested in the center field combination between Fowler and Alford. So far, they're both off to a slow start, but these are two young guys with some talent and some power. It just hasn't showed up yet, only four games in. So we'll have to be a little bit patient there. Moran has kind of been steady. He seems to get better a little bit every year. So, for me, this team, what I'm most concerned about is with this team here now, as much as I look forward to seeing some talent in the future, I some guys need to step forward. We need to figure some things out, both off the mound and offensively. I think starting pitching could be better. That's, to me right now, probably the biggest worry in terms of the younger guys, especially Keller, to come out and be able to pound the zone and take that next step. Brubaker, I thought, pitched well. I thought the Reds were pretty patient and waited him out and got his pitch count up. But I do think Mitch Keller, Chad Cole as well, now that he's healthy, I think those guys really need to take a step forward for this team to have more success than everybody's predicting them to have. I think you need more starting pitching. The bullpen has been outstanding. That's been fun to watch offensively, obviously. Off to a little bit of a slow start for most of them. 15 strikeouts last night, that's way too many. So as I look here, I see some great pieces that'll fit into this picture in the future. But for now, I'm not worried so much about the future as I am watching this team win more ball games.
John, specifically with Keller, what's holding him back, and is he holding himself back, do you think, in a way?
I think it could be a whole bunch of things, really. I think watching him this spring especially, there were times where he was spraying the ball around. It seemed like he didn't know where it was going. Then there was times he threw the ball great and threw it where he was looking to throw it, and he got hit. That's a bad combination, I think, to have. If you're able to throw strikes and it's getting turned around, how are you going to have confidence to continue to pound the strike zone if they're turning it around? I do believe it just was one of those starts. It was the Orioles. I remember it vividly because he was throwing 97, 98, and they were getting to him. He would throw a breaking ball down and away, and they'd slap it in the right for a base hit. That can't be good for a young pitcher's psyche when you've never really been hit. Obviously, he was hit when he first came up. He wasn't hit last year and a short sample size. And this spring, it's either been wildness or when he's in the zone, he's getting hit. That start in Chicago, the fastball command wasn't close. The only pitch he was able to throw for strikes consistently was the slider, but they weren't really quality strikes. There was a lot of middle-of-the-plate sliders. That's not a good thing either. So I think a young pitcher needs to have some kind of success to gain that confidence to be able to go out there and know that you can compete and get these guys out, that that your stuff is good enough to where it's not going to get turned around. I just feel like, especially his last few starts in camp, he struggled once with command, once with guys hitting him. And I think that kind of carries over. He didn't have a very confident look on his face, I didn't feel. Not that that means anything. That's just a feeling I had when he pitched at Wrigley the other day. But I just think he needs to get back to basics, pitch off the fastball, get ahead with the fastball, try to finish guys. And again, easier said than done, especially when you feel like, the guys are going to hit it if you make mistakes. But he needs to be more aggressive in the strike zone first and foremost, because for me, hitting's tough, especially when you have an arm like that. And he's just got to find a way to have confidence in that arm.
John, we were knocking this around yesterday. Does the management team, the front office, and the manager in the dugout, do they need to have a date that they tell Gregory Polanco, like, it's got to turn around by this point in time or this many games, or else we might need to go in another direction in right field?
I would think internally they definitely have to have an idea of the future with Gregory. I don't think they want to add any pressure, any more pressure to Gregory Polanco and say, hey, you need to do this by June 1st. But I'm sure they want to give him every day at bats, have him go out there and hope he can figure it out. It doesn't do anybody any good if he continues to struggle. I thought you know, there was times he looked good in spring training. I thought on the last game in Chicago, his last at bat against Brothers was the best bat I've seen from him in a long time. He ended up rolling into a double play, but he tracked the ball. He kind of shortened things up. He went to a no stride, and then I was kind of hoping that would kickstart him, get him going in the right direction. But I think many things can happen. He can get hot and get traded. He can get hot and we keep him and exercise an option, or he's not and he'll probably have to go in another direction. I'm sure, you know, between Ben Cherington, Derek Shelton and the staff and everything else like that, I mean, they want him to succeed. It doesn't do anybody any good if he continues to fail. But if he succeeds, obviously there's value there via trade or, you know, helping your team win. And if he fails, yeah, you can't keep running him out there for 162 if he's, you know, hitting the way he has in the recent past.
John, what do you make of the Nick Castellanos suspension he got for the dust up at home plate the other day?
You know, I didn't even know he got suspended. I saw it. I thought that, you know, he was obviously upset. I didn't think he did that much. I really didn't think he did that much. He slid head first. He got up and barked a little bit. They took exception when the benches cleared. I thought he was probably the most peaceful of the two teams. He kind of, from what I saw, he kind of walked away towards the dugout. You know, that's heat of the moment stuff. Obviously, he didn't like getting plunked with a pitch and started barking. But did he make contact? Did he do anything? I mean, that's stuff you see all the time. So how long is he suspended for? I don't even know he got
two games.
Two games. On appeal right now, but yeah.
Well, I wish he'd start serving today because he's on fire. I mean, he's on fire. That ball he hit last night, I'm telling you. Howard falls behind the count, and then he ends up getting back in the count, and it's almost like a curse. It's like, well, maybe he shouldn't have got back to 3-2. And then that was a good fastball. It was like almost looked like a ball below his knees, and he golfed at 450 feet or whatever. But, yeah, he's on fire. I didn't see anything that – like, when I saw that video, I didn't think, like, oh, he's going to get suspended. I'm surprised he's suspended.
Absolutely. All right, last thing for you. We were kicking this around because it was Easter just the other day and stuff you eat for Easter. Yay or nay, John Wehner, deviled eggs, yes or no?
Yeah, it's got to be done right, though. You can't be putting, like, some nasty mayonnaise in there. It's got to be a good quality. I'm not a big mayonnaise guy. I'm a Miracle Whip guy. So
okay.
You got to have that whipped stuff that they put in the middle. Is that the deviled part? I don't know. I'm not saying I'm going to have it for Easter. I didn't have it for Easter, but I like a good deviled egg. But if that yellow stuff's nasty, you know, it'll be years before I try another.
Right. Yeah, for a picnic, like a summer picnic, you could have it.
Yeah, you can't have it sitting out all day either.
right. You don't want it going bad. Little paprika on it, though. Yeah, give me the devil. Are you a big ham guy for Easter? You like ham?
Yeah, I love ham. It's funny because I think everybody kind of doesn't eat enough ham. Ham only comes around a couple times a year, and every time you have it, you're like, why don't we have more ham?
That's a ham's pretty good call. Yeah. Except pigs don't like ham. That's about the only people who don't like ham, I would guess.
Oh, pigs?
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of they're not real big on it.
I guarantee you, though, if you throw a slice at them, they'd eat it. They wouldn't. I mean, they're smart. Everybody knows they're smart. But if you throw a handful of bacon and ham, they'll throw it down.
All right, John C., this is what we missed.
Cannibalism.
We'll get you next week. It's fabulous stuff, and enjoy the rest of the week.
All right, guys. Hey, great to be back.
Thanks, John.
Nice to hear from you. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thank
John Wehner, in terms of baseball, cannibalization, deviled eggs, everything else that's out there. Oh, that was great. He's just
if that segment isn't why we have Rock on every week in a nutshell, I don't know what is.
He tried to save himself from PETA, though. He goes, I know they're smart. Everybody says it, but if you threw bacon at them, they'd eat it. They'd eat it. Who's not going to eat bacon?
I love that, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.